Hi there, a quick message to say that this episode has been slightly changed. It was originally titled Agamatirtha, Religion of Water, but noticing that it really discusses the collection of holy water, we've released another episode that better explains the role of water in Balinese belief at a more broad scale. This you can find at episode 22, and we highly recommend that you listen to that episode before this one if you need more context. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Now Bali podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Spears, and today we're going to be talking about Agamatirtha, the religion of water. This is what Balinese religion was often referred to before its official title of Hindu Dharma, as water was, and continues to be, an essential element in the rituals and even belief of the Balinese. Today's episode is taken from one of Jean Couteau's articles in the Now Bali archives, so you can expect some in-depth insights into Bali's belief, culture, and heritage. By the way, if you're enjoying our podcast, it would mean so much to us if you share it with a friend or rate us on Apple Podcasts. This will make a huge difference to our reach and will spread the enjoyment of this podcast to others. This episode is being recorded at Genesis Creative Center, a multidisciplinary creative hub with studios, including this recording studio. You can find them at inspire@genesis.com. Now, on with the show. Most religions of the world use water and fire as purifying elements. Water cleans, soothes, and fertilizes, while fire heats, destroys, and thus cleans too. Water and fire are a part and parcel of the rituals of religious life, and once in a while, of the political games of men of religion. Bali is no exception. Fire is the god Brahma, while water is Vishnu. They are one in ecology and cosmology. The fire of the mountain is next to the water of the lake and of the sea. They are one in rituals too. The fire offering is sprinkled with holy water, and the vessel is cleansed from the smoke of the holy fire. But whatever the role of fire, Bali is a culture of fertility and of water. Before being called Hindu Dharma or Hinduism, the Balinese religion was commonly called Agamatirtha, or the religion of water. This name bore witness not only to the role of water in rituals, but also to its role in the ecology of the island. The whole ecological system of Bali is linked to the availability of mountain water and its adequate distribution to the elaborate irrigation system of the island. Water thus embodies not only symbolic, but real fertility as well. It also relates to the godly, as the gods and ancestral deities are said to be dwelling in the mountain heights. The dead ancestors are even said to become water, Suba Dadi Yeh, and an incarnation is even said to be the drop of an ancestral soul. Many of the rituals in Bali address, in various combinations, the two main aspects, real and symbolic, of the role of water. The Balinese ask for holy water, Nunastirtha, during temple festivals, weddings, exorcisms, death ceremonies, and more. The typical posture of Nunastirtha is sitting on the ground, hands open. After the completion of introductory prayers, the priest or priest's helper comes along and, standing at a distance, with a long bunch of holy alang alang grass, he sprinkles the holy water to the faithful who are waiting. As the last person cups his or her hands together, the priest then pours some holy water into the hands, which is then drunk and wiped over the face. After a final prayer, the faithful can stand up and go. Water for the preparation of the Tirtha holy water is obtained from a variety of places. Most temples have their specific Pratirtha'an of Pura Bhiji temple, where the priests go, usually in a procession to get the pure water needed for the preparation of the religious events. Some villages have tens of small shrines next to a river or a spring, each with its own water and its own temple of destination. This water itself has to be asked from Vishnu as the Lord of Water, and Devi Danu as the goddess of the lakes. The place where one gets this pure water varies according to the type of ceremony. For the main ceremonies, one has to go to the higher temples on the physical and symbolic scale of purity. For example, not at the nearest Pura Bhiji, as above but in a higher and thus purer place. For example, at the mountain lakes at the top. Although, one can also go to the sea to get Tirtha Sagara, or holy sea water. As for the faithful, they go through great lengths to get holy water. Matirtha Yatra, or pilgrimages to the sacred places with corresponding holy water, is indeed one of the duties and pastimes of the religious Balinese. For centuries, priests, artists, and men of power have thus visited temples reputed for their holy water on top of mountains. Also in remote forests or anywhere where a taksu power was thought to reside, often with the hope of catching part of that power for their own purposes too. Now things have evolved. Religion has become more abstract, and transportation has considerably facilitated the visit of faraway temples. What took days of travel in the past now takes hours in buses or cars. Most Balinese students can casually visit in turn these higher up temples, the Sad Kayangan and Dang Kayangan, that has turned Bali into a symbolic lotus, and thus into a representation of the world. Others go to the Mandara Giri temple in Java, at the foot of Semeru, the highest, in parentheses, mountain of Indonesia. More importantly still, the world itself in its physical wholeness is now within reach of the Balinese, beyond Bali itself and beyond Indonesia. In the last 10 years, the Balinese have learned to locate on the map rivers and holy places which they had heretofore only learned of in the religious mantras of their priests and books. Ganga, Yajmuna, Saraswati, they now can go there not only to fetch the holy water for their main rituals, but also go on their own Balinese Hindu pilgrimages. After all, Indonesian Muslims have long been going to Mecca on pilgrimage, while Indonesian Catholics have been going to Lourdes. So why can't the Balinese Hindus pilgrimage to the Ganges too? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Now Bali Podcast. We hope that every episode gives you some new insight and knowledge on this very special island. For us at Now Bali, we believe that with a greater understanding of this culture, a greater appreciation for it grows in parallel. We hope you feel the same way too. Once again, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening. This is Eddie Spears. See you next time.